long journey. And you once are existing between two worlds now. We don't leave you alone in your peace, in your mind. Don't allow you to turn it off. You're frustrated because you know you cannot turn it off. There would be no peace. And yet you also know you have the privilege of doing that. That's called free will, God-given, the only gift you have. So you have reached a point where you know you cannot turn it off. And the bombardment would be severe. That little bit of evolution is very hard to make it across the bridge. So you reach out and you grasp. And you think of all the alternatives. Well, I'll go get a job. I will do this. I will do that. And yet it doesn't come to fruition either. It is because in your soul you really don't want it. At this point, when you are as near as you are, I would say, yes, go and look and see what is available. For I know what is in your heart. And it will only bring you more pain because you will not find a suitable one. There is no suitable one. I would urge you to do it, and I would arrange it so that you could find something even. If I felt you could not make it just a little bit farther. It is not we. It is you. Your soul knows why you are here. And until and especially after you have gotten a glimpse of what your purpose is, your subconscious, superconscious knows your purpose and will not allow you peace in anything else that you find. If all ones could just be brought in, basically just brought in, right at the time of opening their eyes and setting about their work, all trained, all knowledge would be wonderful. And quite frankly, with the little ones, it would be that way. But you ones have had half a lifetime on your place. Think about it. Basically, you're middle-aged. You're young by any measure, but by earth time of living, you are middle-aged. You've had all that time for all the bombardment of earth and all that is expected of a society upon a man. You have been trained to fit roles. The man provides, or else he may not have self-worth. The woman is to tend the house and the children, or somehow she may not have self-worth. Maybe she hates it. Why should she do it more than the man? God did not say that. I would tell you where your Bible is really erroneous. God never said that. There is a hormonal change. There is a protective feeling that comes from the male. There is a nurturing that brings balance that comes from the female. It has to do with hormones. It has nothing to do with I love to scrub floors and change baby diapers. I hear what you say, Alan, about Evan. I get it from Dorma. She has 8 children. One kid himself. She had 9. This week, she has had one of the children who left her husband and took her two grandbabies away. I do not allow them to dwell upon it. And it's very, very hard. But I hear you and I feel you reaching out. And quite frankly, this is, perhaps you'll need to forgive me for this. I have not stepped in until now. I wanted you to ask. Would you have what it would take to come and make a statement and say, I need? For we cannot do anything. Please, children, know this. We cannot do anything until you ask. And some of these things we cannot supply. These are the things your brothers need to pay attention to. It is different in this group. And you are different from the other part of the group. Dharma and Oberly have borne a great, great burden for years. And try to give the support that others need. You have a family, and it's right here, and you're newly waking your eyes. Margaret does not yet know how she feels. Eli is my child, a child of the stars. And I'm going to paddle his fanny when he says, I don't think I believe in God. Of course he believes in God. Evan is my child, a child of the stars. The cosmos come back to carry a great burden on this place. And I will protect them. For I love of them. And I love of you. For you are of me. And I don't like what the world and the earth does to my children that have so willingly come. You ones have to ask of one another, I need your support. Listen to me. My heart is hungry. It goes beyond money. Funds only relieve a little bit of your conscious mind. The heart reaches out. Respond to it. Don't you hesitate to ask for it.
I don't think I have been. I've been asking my brothers here and the ones around.
Then we need to clean our ears. We need to clean our ears and hear. Is not so important. I will tell you now, and I'm sorry Randall is not here. This is not to step on any toes. Please forgive me if you feel I am.
No, that's not what I intended either.
I am going to say, it is more important to be receiving of your brother's words and his energy needs than it is to worry about Korton or Soltek, or Sanyasi, or Hatton. For they will make themselves known. You have to stay attuned to the crying out of your brother. Daylene is crying out in a desperate way. She's going to bury up herself. Go flit around. Hide it. Ask her and she'll say, I don't need anything. I'm perfectly fine. But that's not true. am glad you came, and I thank you for it. And I do not wish you to feel embarrassed for having said something. You did exactly what I requested of you. And I want you once to have feelings. The ones of reticulum lost the feelings. It's an important job, and you're comprehending its importance earlier, Alan, because you've not been exposed to all of the games played by your New Age movement. You came into knowledge of need. You didn't have time to play in it so that you could come to some other kind of imbalance that does balance the pain that comes from not knowing and wanting. And you once must clear your space where you forget the importance of your place. You, Alan, don't feel very important. Can't even be sure if Germaine is speaking or not. Am I hearing anything? What am I doing? I can't pay my rent. I can't bring balance in my family. My baby's sick. I can't do anything about it. Your ones are the ones under the impact. The war will be waged against you. And all they can do to you is this. And if they can change your mind, perhaps they can make you turn away. And I speak of the dark energies. I will tell you now, the devil is something conjured up by man. The brothers of the dark robes are one of the fragments of the God energy. The rebel, right? And anyone tells you there is no perceived balance on the other end of light, which is dark, is misleading you for their own purposes. You would be better off if all of you stood up on Sunday or Wednesday or whatever you would choose and call this a church, a religion. Everybody come on over. They would just say you're a flake and you could go about your way and so could they. Goes way beyond. Goes to your soul. And you know it's truth. And there's much to be done. And we don't want any attention. And you're going to be told over and over and over, it's flaky, it's kooky, it's never going to happen. Long journey. And your ones are existing between two worlds now. We don't leave you alone in your peace, in your mind. Don't allow you to turn it off. You're frustrated because you know you cannot turn it off. There would be no peace. And yet you also know you have the privilege of doing that. That's called free will. God given, the only gift you have. So you have reached a point where you know you cannot turn it off. And the bombardment would be severe. That little bit of evolution is very hard to make it across the bridge. So you reach out and you grasp. And you think of all the alternatives well, I'll go get a job, I will do this, I will do that. And yet it doesn't come to fruition either. It is because in your soul you really don't want it. At this point, when you are as near as you are, I would say, yes, go and look and see what is available. For I know what is in your heart, and it will only bring you more pain because you will not find a suitable one. There is no suitable one. I would urge you to do it, and I would arrange it so that you could find something even. If I felt you could not make it just a little bit farther. It is not we. It is you. Your soul knows why you are here. And until and especially after you have gotten a glimpse of what your purpose is, your subconscious, superconscious knows your purpose and will not allow you peace and anything else that you find. If all ones could just be brought in, basically just brought in right at the time of opening their eyes and setting about their work, all trained, all knowledge would be wonderful. And quite frankly, with the little ones, it would be that way. But you ones have had half a lifetime on your place. Think about it. Basically, you're middle-aged. You're young by any measure. But by earth time of living, you are middle-aged. You've had all that time for all the bombardment of earth and all that is expected of a society upon a man. You have been trained to fit roles. The man provides, or else he may not have self-worth. The woman is to tend the house and the children, or somehow she may not have self-worth. Maybe she hates it. Why should she do it more than the man? God did not say that. I would tell you where your Bible is really erroneous. God never said that. There is a hormonal change. There is a protective feeling that comes from the male. There is a nurturing that brings balance that comes from the female. It has to do with hormones. It has nothing to do with I love to scrub floors and change baby diapers. I hear what you say, Alan, about Evan. I get it from Dorma. She has 8 children. One kid himself. She had 9. This week, she has had one of the children who left her husband and took her 2 grandbabies away. I do not allow them to dwell upon it. And it's very, very hard. But I hear you and I feel you reaching out. Quite frankly, this is, perhaps you'll need to forgive me for this. I have not stepped in until now. I wanted you to ask. Would you have what it would take to come and make a statement and say, I need? For we cannot do anything. Please, children, know this. We cannot do anything until you ask. And some of these things we cannot supply. These are the things your brothers need to pay attention to. It is different in this group. And you are different from the other part of the group. Dharma and Oberlin have borne a great, great burden for years. And try to give the support that others need. You have a family, and it's right here, and you're newly waking your eyes. Margaret does not yet know how she feels. Eli is my child, a child of the stars. And I'm going to paddle his fanny when he says, I don't think I believe in God. Of course he believes in God. Evan is my child, a child of the stars, the cosmos. Come back to carry a great burden on this place. And I will protect them. For I love of them, and I love of you, for you are of me. And I don't like what the world and the earth does to my children that have so willingly come. You ones have to ask of one another, I need your support, listen to me. My heart is hungry. It goes beyond money. Funds only relieve a little bit of your conscious mind. The heart reaches out. Respond to it. And don't you hesitate to ask for it.
I don't think I have been nothing. I've been asking my brothers here and the ones in the world.
Then we need to clean our ears. We need to clean our ears and hear. It is not so important. I will tell you now. And I'm sorry Randall is not here. This is not to step on any toes. Please forgive me if you feel I am.
No, that's not what I intended either.
I am going to say, it is more important to be receiving of your brother's words and his energy needs than it is to worry about Khortan or Soltay or Sanyasi or Hatong. For they will make themselves known. You have to stay attuned to the crying out of your brother. Daylene is crying out in a desperate way. She's going to bury up herself. Go flit around. Hide it. Ask her and she'll say, I don't need anything. I'm perfectly fine. Not true. And I'm glad you came, and I thank you for it. And I do not wish you to feel embarrassed for having said something. You did exactly what I requested of you. And I want you ones to have feelings. The ones of reticulum lost their feelings. It's an important job, and you're comprehending its importance earlier, Alan, because you've not been exposed to all of the games played by your New Age movement. You came into knowledge of need. You didn't have time to play in it so that you could come to some other kind of imbalance that does balance the pain that comes from not knowing and wanting. And you once must clear your space, where you forget the importance of your place. You, Alan, don't feel very important. Can't even be sure if Germaine is speaking or not. Am I hearing anything? What am I doing? I can't pay my rent. I can't bring balance in my family. My baby's sick. I can't do anything about it. Your ones are the ones under the impact. The war will be waged against you. And all they can do to you is this. And if they can change your mind, perhaps they can make you turn away. And I speak of the dark energies. I will tell you now, the devil is something conjured up by man. The brothers of the dark robes are one of the fragments of the God energy. The rebel ray. And anyone tells you there is no perceived balance on the other end of light, which is dark, is misleading you for their own purposes. You would be better off if all of you stood up on Sunday or Wednesday or whatever you would choose and call this a church, a religion. Everybody come on over. They would just say you're a flake and you could go about your way and so could they. Goes way beyond. Goes to your soul. And you know it's truth. And there's much to be done. And we don't want any attention. And you're going to be told over and over and over, it's flaky, it's kooky, it's never going to happen. Randall, for instance, would think maybe to go to Don Adams. And that's a very good idea. Except that Don Adams would think you're a crazy bunch of hoodaps. It's a small town. Very small town, and you have to be very, very careful. They like to be shown first. And they spend a great deal of time gossiping. And you're a stranger in their midst. And these ones have been here a long time. I'm not talking about these ones, I'm talking about Don Adams. John Moons doesn't need anything, really, although he's greatly in debt. He's got a lot of pressures. And all ones, the moment you start doing business, don't want to wait. They're so insecure in themselves that they're going to put the screws to you. And if you let it happen, so be it. You're going to have to clean those spaces all the time. I have written it. Dorma did not read yet today what I wrote this morning. I would like to hear it read now. I want to discuss it. Would one of you do that for me, please? Mm-hmm. You have not read it either, Alan, so we should hear it.
I just heard that.
Had time here. Just that I may save a bit of time. Number one.
Soltec was granted by my counsel in my petition of his only reference to number two. What does one do when they petition? Firstly, since you basically serve in my command for this project and for the present, must receive from my receiver
high competition. Then the spiritual, for lack of a better identification, teachers and those on your personal ray are petitioned, requested of your time. Now is where it gets a bit tougher. For example, let's pretend Hatan says no way. Soltec and Soltec, let's say Portion, are immediate peers in command. Feel my reasons are not perfection, and my decision made too hastily. They have the right to take it to the Ashtar command, when caring would consult from ones of the Cosmic Council, who hear petitions. Then ultimately, as with your Supreme Court, it can go all the way to a Joint Galactic Federation Cosmic Council hearing. I've never known of such a thing, for we work in perfect harmony. It just never comes to any of that. However, petitions of Earth magnitude do, and presently, we have two major issues being evaluated at the Federation, Mighty Council, Cosmic Council level. Mostly, as with Soltec, Randall, etc., he would first mention it to me. He has many receivers, but he desires one in this sector, and I say, okay, for instance. For we already perceive it will impact Norma greatly, for she can receive a Soltec as easily as a Patton, and has often done so. She says, fine, then Soltec asks Randall. Randall says, hey, great, go to the depths of Overboard, takes on the responsibilities of the entire Council fleet and White Brotherhood and our angelic realm. Germaine flashes his purple grin, and Gabriel blasts out a toot, and you're hooked. Now, it's only in love, I tease, where we honor your loneliness. Number three. Who is on my council? Your personal council, other than your personal guides, are Michael, Germaine, Isu, Grandfather, Hatan, and of course, I am. You, and you override all. Number four. Randall is already past training. How in this milestone measured vibration, seeing, at what point is one trained, if ever? Trained every day of your time sequence, a minimum of 7 hours in your realms, in our realms. At present, it is more than 12 per 24 hours, here.
Mind you, you're all tired. I am talking physical, emotional fatigue. Everyone in this room. Drawn to a very thin thread. Go on.
We can do a month's work in 15 minutes of your time. Past really should read past, P-A-S-S-E-D. You are receiving already, just not fully channeling clear. You work and try too hard. Both work and try indicate hard effort. With anticipated failure. Sorry about that. If you would, take a paper straw, suck a bit of water, and then place your finger upon it, and remove it from the cup. Remove your finger and allow the water to simply run out. You get a better view, i.e., put one end into the water stream and allow it to just pass through. In other words, keep your cotton picking fingers off the straw. One is never fully trained, or you would be sitting in God's lap instead of third dimension. But sufficient to receive as soon as you are sitting down with a pen and paper to put to script. I think maybe I'm being told to be a receiver. You must pick up the receiver end of the telephone and listen. Here, and if there is a message, take it down in print
or the reporter, or
mentally and simply stated. You do not have to see if you do. It is a sensing of energy as a blind man sees. You do not need to do anything. We mesh vibrations, yours and ours. You just have to be willing. Contract. We have great tumors.
And we have it. We. Anton, Corton. Not you individually. We. You don't have to do anything except be accepting.
Number five. How can I know that you, Soltec, are within my energy field? Frequency, sound, light, feeling? You know by opening up, sitting down with pen, and receiving. Good point, and I have example. Imperfection. Isu Sananda in your evening past stood between you and Rick, even followed you around. He wasn't petitioning a Dharma, or you ones must respond when asked. He makes sure she knows if he wishes to speak. It is most often only a feeling of presence. Remember, we of the higher energies bounce about in approximately the same light and vibration frequency. So maybe you don't know who all the time. You ones are not comfortable to yet speak. Although you spend half your time repeating what you receive. Grab a pen and paper, and no matter how silly you feel or how silly the message, sometimes we bring forth silliness to see if you'll receive properly without question. Sometimes even what you call bad words, riddles, etc. Just write. You clear your space of dark ones, 3-4 stars, and scribble and scribe. The separate energy will let you know who it is, and if you have specifically asked, i.e. Soltec, come please, it's him. If he can't come, he'll send a fragment or a representative who will make known the delay in response.
And if you do not clear your space, you can be sure it will not be, and you'll be toyed with. And you'll be hit by a bombardment of total depression. Every time the dark ones will send a mischief. They just linger there waiting. Go on, please.
Number six, who are Soltec's co-workers? Hatan, Corton, ask Soltec. Enough already, since food intake is such a biggie with you ones. Oh, dreary matter. I know I'm now introducing Lady Captain... I need help on the pronunciation of this name. Almita?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell Dharma where to find something, okay? She watches and pretty much advises in coverings and intakes. She is one of our higher frequency commanders who functions almost entirely in etheric form, hologram, breath, crystal blue, white, gold blend. I guess blue of eyes, very much as the ray projection of Corton. She has manifested on your place, so knows a lot about running among you. Her essence is very fair, blonde, golden light blonde. I have trouble describing illusions. Please. She last experienced in Egypt, so often appears as dark of hair, eyes, tanned tones, very golden earth tones, a mother energy of extreme high learning. We'll work with you, with your group, a lot later. Please, I request, do not go forth trying to decipher and research all this, as I will give you enough to begin familiarizing. You do not have time for it. If you have spare time, commune with I Am, please. I have the fleet commanders in tow. I Am presence. God is the one who is going to get you funded, not me, not Soltec, not Corton. And certainly not Almita.
don't waste those precious minutes of time. You have manifested time, and now we are stuck with it. Like it or not, understand it or not, let go of it, for the more energy you put to figuring it out, the less you have for the manifesting of what you need sorely. Pause. You keep those energy fields cleared. You work in a ground level area. It gives great strength, but also tends to draw dark fragments. When Dharma clears her house level, the fragments move off to other areas as close as possible. Guess where? One of you clear that area at least twice per day with sage and prayer, please. Grandfather will clear it promptly if you ask. But you must ask. Remember, Alan got a grand blast yesterday, and yes, we allowed it. You ones must be alert. Please remember and know, you of the workers are the greatest target. Stop the project. Remember? Life problems do impact, but it is also of the testing. For if fear overrides, we are slow, and trust and confidence come slowly. Let us have a small session this morning and ask of Margaret and Eli to come. It is hard, we know, that it is, but things must take of their proper way. Dharma and Oberlee are under far too much pressure, so please be understanding, and more coming in today. It is too much. Oberlee has had a bad tooth, which must have attention immediately. First, when funds clear, patience with him is absolute, or he will bite you, and I will allow it. Also, if Dharma is not given a break, I'll lose her for a few days. Pressure? Yes. Worse than Mount Fuji. Be gentle, one with another, for it shall be fine. However, the perturbations are many and frequent. Mostly, keep close to us. Keep the spaces clear. They attack of your emotional energy fields, and the only protection you have is the light. But if we have meetings in too great abundance, work is not done, and funds get delayed. So let us use balance, please. You are very near. Blessings, dear one. I will postpone Dharma, the other things I had for this morning, for Randall's questions. And suffice for all, please. It is too lengthy and tiring to pen of all. In love and infinite light, I am a time.
And besides, maybe we've had all those lessons. I would receive of questions.
Commander?
Yes.
I was, as you know, was at a bit of a loss last night as to what I felt. Sananda came, for one thing, in response to my thoughts, but I was at a loss as to what to do about it, and you answered that in the writing just now. I guess I should just ask of him when I feel the energy presence. Is that correct?
Yes. Until you ones are comfortable with speaking or what you are receiving, simply sit down and write. If it turns out to be totally ridiculous, you don't have to come and read it into the public. Sometimes when we get off on our lofty dreams, we forget the little things that make life livable. And we run short of patience. And the waiting is incredible. The pressures of waiting must be as bad as anything on your place. We have learned over eons of time, even in your perception, that there must be a proper sequence. And until the sequence can be properly structured in this place, too much rest, too much of importance, And the funny thing is that it will get done step by step by step, and most of your fellow men will never know that it was you who did it.
Excuse me. We need to rotate the tape.